At CareArc, they believe healthcare should be convenient and affordable for everyone, without exception. That is why their approach to healthcare is different, so you can get back to living your life without the hassle. They offer convenient and affordable services such as medical care, dental care, and behavioral health, all under one roof. Find them online at CareArc.org.
VOA News Time is now 8:22, which makes it Newsmaker 2 time here this Thursday. We're pleased to have with us Stephanie Achille, the Humane Society of the Flint Hills Director, on the KVOE Sutherland studio line as we speak.
Stephanie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Happy St. Patrick's Day, guys.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. How are things going at the Humane Society?
Thank you. Yes. Today is our big $17 adoption sale, so they're going well.
I'd imagine so.
We haven't opened the doors yet for walk-ins, but breakfast has started, and the dogs are out playing.
Good deal.
All right.
So you have what had been called the St. Pity and Kitty event, but it sounds like here in honor of maybe a little bit wider range, you're changing the name up here just a bit.
Yes, St. Pity and Pets. Yes.
Okay. What's the, you mentioned here the price tag, $17, but how does the adoption process work, and how does an event like this maybe spur some folks to consider adoptions, especially on a short-term basis?
Sure, yes. You know, everyone has heard that we've been full for a very long time, and particularly right now with our capacity for care, we're sitting right around full still. So what we're looking for is to be able to ease some of the financial burden, possibly, for those adoption fees. All the animals are vaccinated. Most of them are fixed right now, and instead of possibly a higher dollar rate, which is definitely what happens when we don't have a special, we thought we would get in the spirit of the holiday for $17 here for just the adoption fees today.
Okay, so that is what are the normal fees, Stephanie?
Okay, adult dogs are normally $75, and then our puppies are $150, kittens are $75, and cats are $40, adult cats.
All right, so it's a $17 deal today. You mentioned you are full, so how will this work? People stop down and kind of see what you've got. How long will the process take?
They can take up to 24 or 48 hours to process in order if we need to talk to a landlord or double-check with your vet or coordinate a meet and greet if you have a current animal in the household or want your kids to meet the animals. But sometimes, too, they could be happening within an hour. It just depends on your criteria, the comfort of both the staff, and just setting up animals, whether they're your own existing animals or our shelter animals, for success.
Now, does that cost that you mentioned here, does that include, a deposit that goes for the pets, or is that separate, or is really there a deposit now that's in play anymore?
Right. Only time there is a deposit is if they are not fixed. So that would be for our very young puppies or kittens, or if for some reason they're a very senior pet, then we just need the clearance from the vet saying that, you know, they're not going to be performing that surgery for some reason or another for health risk. Also, if we weren't able to coordinate with a local vet or hadn't been around the monthly visit with Case State.
Speaking of that here, there's been a lot of chatter about the spay and neuter side of things here for pets. And
right.
One of the things that when K-State came down a few weeks back, it was announced that the animal shelter was going to be spaying and neutering virtually every pet that came in. And that clearly
correct.
Hasn't gotten out to a lot of people here locally.
Yes. So we're very lucky to have welcomed them back at least monthly. And then, of course, with the help of the local vets. But, you know, we have a lot of pets in the community, so we also have to wait our line at those local vets for our appointments. Sometimes it wasn't quick enough with the amount of intakes that we get. So K-State has been a huge help. Our numbers have went from below 40% spay and neutered before they left the door in early fall of 2021, to now being usually within the 90 percentile here in the last 4 months or so. We've been at 100% a few times, but Chuck, I think you and I talked a little bit earlier with those intakes. We get knocked down pretty quick to 95, 93% just with those intakes.
Still, that's a marked improvement. There is no doubt about that from just a couple of years ago.
It's one of our main things right now to focus on. We really want to reach into the community and the importance of spaying and neutering your pets to try and really get this pet population down.
So is it coming down to you need more space? Is that what we're dealing with here, Stephanie?
Yes, we do. To deal with our animal control issue here in the community and really nationwide, shelters need to be bigger. But I also want us to, you know, have a different vision. Why do we want to have full shelters? We need more amazing pet owners, and we need more spaying and neutering of animals. Things like that, Ron. It's changing that dialogue in our thoughts there.
Now, and that's really reflected, I think, too, in the numbers that were announced during the Humane Society's annual meeting here, you know, a couple of nights ago, and then also in the conversation that we had yesterday. So it sounds like last year you were at pockets, and maybe this goes back further than that, where you were at or above 100, at least on a somewhat regular level.
Yes. From my hire in August of 2020, we have never been below, I believe it's 70 animals at the shelter, and usually sitting around 100. Kitten and puppy season, sometimes we see that 150 mark. And that's a lot because of double housing, or co-housing, I should say, not just double. Sometimes the kittens and the puppies in the past, unfortunately, because of space, have had, you know, up to six possibly within a single kennel or cage. A full regular kennel is two sides. We were in such dire straits that, unfortunately, animals were co-housed in multiples in single kennels or in crates. We've updated a lot, and that actually happened within the last few years with different cages from different donations. But when we get into those kitten and puppy seasons, my goodness, they've been everywhere. And we just, between K-State support from EPD, laws, things like that, we're really trying to hold things at a higher standard of care.
Stephanie Achille with Humane Society.
Also, hopefully I'm sorry, Ron. Also, we're hopefully never in the predicament again to have to house animals outside.
Sure. So what's your capacity now? And the other question that pops up, and I know we want to get into the foster side of things before our interview is done.
Yes.
Do you have any idea how much space you think you might need in order to meet the current demand, which does put you in, at least in the ballpark, possibly having 100 plus pets in at one time?
Right. So if we were at our absolute max for what has been suggested from all of our partners, I know I gave you that hard number of 50 mm-hmm. at this point. That's pushing it. That's with not being able to take in any additional quarantines, bite holds, any intakes, anything. If you hear the numbers I've mentioned between over 100 or possibly pushing 150 at times or more, it'd be great to have double our shelter, of course. And maybe some creative ways of kenneling or cages. And I don't mean that in a negative sense. If we've got a feng shui person out there that wants to offer some of their skills to us, we'd love to chat with them. It's going to be about layout, too. We have that huge dog room, if people remember that. And really, it'd be nice if we could chop that up a bit. Have it at least be two rooms, because the biggest thing is our quarantines, our holds, our ISO for 3 days, you know, the stray hold that people have heard about and know about, and then it's the adoptable pet. We've got an action plan that's just begun because we've talked about length of stay and how important that is, how we went from about a 6.5, 7-month average to... The goal is 3 months, and that's still quite high. Intakes from October to December that came in during that time, we've cut it down to about a month. We've had successful rates. The community has been great. Our transfer partnerships have been wonderful. But back to your question, I'm sorry, Chuck, I'm a talker.
That's right.
There's a lot to get out into the community for updated information. You know, it'd be a double shelter. We definitely need an expansion. We've talked about getting an additional run that's on the grassy area. Ideally, I have dreams of an intake shelter and hold for for quarantines. And then, of course, the adoptable and enrichment shelter as well, or space.
And Stephanie Achille with the Humane Society of the Flint Hills. She is the director. Stephanie with us on our Newsmaker 2 program here this morning. It is 8:32. Numbers of intakes and number of pets that you are housing. You mentioned the number is near capacity or at capacity, Stephanie. Why are the numbers so large? Is this this an uptick the past couple of years, or have we been seeing numbers that are close to this for the past 10 years? What have you seen?
From what I've been provided in the past, we've had anywhere from about 500 intakes to almost 1,500. So it depends on the year. There's been some ebbs and flows, of course, but it seems like our average is usually around the 700, 800 mark.
So this is unusually high right now?
Yes, yes. In the fall, particular with the hoarding intake and some of the surrenders and issues that we helped with, we had several months that are right at 100 or so of intakes. And when we talk about the capacity for care numbers being at a max now of 50, it sets us up for failure, Ron. And we really do need the community support in being good pet owners.
You know, and this is obviously which plays into the adoption process here for today. So, you know, the adoption process obviously has been highly encouraged for a long period of time. And it also sounds like the Humane Society and the Animal Shelter are starting to put a renewed emphasis here on pet foster parents, at least as a short-term bridge.
Absolutely. We need our community, just like any shelter does. We offer different specials that we can. We see some needs. We need to educate our kids and get into the schools a bit more, you know, start them young with being good pet owners and having good pet care. Also, I know often when we do get interest for fosters, people already have animals, so there's a bit of a meet and greet process just to make sure that everyone, again, it's almost like an adoption process, a temporary adoption process. Often some of those fosters become fails, but we like those ones. but people are interested in the puppies and kittens. And, of course, they're cute, but they're almost more care at times, round-the-clock care. They're like our little fur kids, you know?
Yeah.
So it's not easier.
Understood. What's involved here in the current foster process, and do you see any changes maybe, especially after the recent conversations that you've had with K-State?
Well, I don't want to say it's been changed too much, but we're going to put the ask out there more, for sure. I believe it is, last I checked, it was on the Humane Society website. Also, you can email the Humane Society or the Animal Shelter, and we're happy to send you an application. You could come into the shelter and pick up one. We could go through the process with you. It's coming. We've already had the calls, as everyone knows, about puppies and kittens. Kittens are coming. And luckily, we do have several other partnerships here locally with the Street Cats and Perlot Kitty Rescue. You know, we're trying to help each other out and then help the community, too. When we get somebody that has a specific request for a dog or a cat, we refer them out. Like, hey, oh, I heard they have one over at the Street Cats. Or if you checked with Lola over at Perlot. The Friends have some fosters, Buck Fund. I mean, Buffy, we've got a great community of animal welfare folks.
So as far as the foster care goes for these pets, how long would that last? I know there's not a steady hard date you'd look at, but generally how long does that go?
The likelihood of that, I mean, they've ran the whole gamut, Ron. We'd like that to be less than 2 weeks because, of course, we would like to adopt them out. At that point, too, when there is interest in a foster, we ask the foster parent, like, hey, you do have first dibs. Let us know if you're interested in adopting. But otherwise, we've got hopefully, you know, five other people lined up ready to see about a meet and greet. But we'd like to limit that to about a month or so.
Understood. Well, got to ask here, for people who would like to foster, how do they, you know, sign up? And for folks that want to take advantage specifically of the St. Pity and Pets event that's taking place through the day today, how do they do that?
Sure. Foster, like I said, please walk into the shelter or email the shelter or be over at the director office at the Humane Society. We can send that over to you or just hand you an application at the shelter. As far as the special today, please check out Pet Finder. Pet Finder is a great way to pre-shop a bit. We've got our lookbook at the shelter, and then we do personal meet and greets, almost like a personal shopper. Chat with you about what type of animal you're looking for, what may fit your family's needs. And then we either meet and greet with you out in the runs or up in the adoption room.
All right, so hopefully this is a big St. Patrick's Day success for the animal shelter.
Yeah, hopefully we're lucky today,
Indeed. So for those folks who don't know, where is the animal shelter located?
Animal shelter is located at 1216 Hatcher.
All right.
Good deal. Stephanie, thanks so much for joining us, and keep us posted.
Thank you very much. Have a great day, guys.
Stephanie, thanks.
Wear your green.
All right. Got it. Thanks. You too.
All right.
Yeah,
bye.
Stephanie Achille, who is the director of the Humane Society of the Flint Hills. A lot going on.
Oh, boy.
And a big $17 adoption fee day today.
Exactly. St. Pity and Pets. So call the shelter, call the Humane Society, or go to Pet Finder to get more information on that. Want to let you know that here in a minute, the Newsmaker 3 has Ron Whitney joining us as we talk about the Project Atlas telehealth venture for veterans at Emporia's American Legion Post 5. What's in Outdoors gets the 8:20 slot tomorrow morning.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CareArc, formerly Flint Hills Community Health Center. CareArc, your medical home at 420 West 15th. Call 342-4864. It's CareArc. It's 8:39. Good morning.
Enter to win groceries from Country Mart. Today, text the word MART, M-A.